Good morning. I'm going to be
Morning.
reading from Psalm 145, 5 through 7. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness.
I have to be honest, when we started singing that song and the mic was down low, I was really thinking, Jen, I need you. And thank goodness she answered the call and was able to come up and get my mic fixed. And then I was able to get into a space of that song. I don't know if you know this, that song has a tremendous meaning to it. And as we've been talking all morning about what it means to rely on the faithfulness and the wonder and the provision of God in the most difficult seasons of life, we have this opportunity to recognize how much we need God. I have to tell you a story. When I was in the Dominican Republic, I shared this with somebody the other day. We were actually, it was out on, what day was that for the youth event, Ryan? When was that? Ryan still here? It was Wednesday, wasn't it? Wednesday night, we were out. There was about 400 youth and 100 adults over by time, and the lights went out. The sound went out. It was like totally dead, pitch black. But the preacher who was preaching that night, he kept going because of the power of the Spirit was already moving, the provision of God during that time. And I was telling Ryan about this opportunity that I had when I was in the Dominican Republic. There was probably about 200 of us in a room that was probably about 20 by 20. And we were in there and we were worshiping, and it was just, we were shoulder to shoulder. It would not have been a COVID-friendly environment. It was, we were shoulder to shoulder, just packed in like sardines in the space. And as we were singing and as we were praising God and as we were proclaiming his name, all of the lights went out because, and you know, there's not a whole bunch of great infrastructure there. And the lights went out. And for sure, as an American, when the lights go out in sanctuary, the sound goes out, what happens? Everything stops, right? No one does anything. Everything's quiet. We're kind of looking around. We're wondering what Nolan's doing. Is he actually working on stuff? I mean, what's Tom doing? Is he running back there? Brian's looking around. But when we were in that moment in the DR and we were praising God, there was not one beat missed. It was because they had this awe-inspiring feeling that God was in their midst. There was a desire and a reflection knowing that God was present where they were, that as the body of believers, they were proclaiming Jesus in such a way that their heart was filled up to overabundance, that all they could do, even in the midst of it being pitch black, was sing praises to God. And I started wondering, well, why in the world would they be doing this? How could they do this? Because I'm wondering what's going on. Like, I mean, do we have to go leave? Do we have to do something? I mean, make sure everybody's there. What I realize is that when you have little or nothing, when you are struggling, when you are in a moment of despair, when you are walking along a pathway that you are uncertain of, sometimes you cannot rely on anything of this world. You can only rely on the power of God. Amen. And it is in that power of God that these people could stand up there and proclaim and hope and shout out his praises. And so the scripture that Jen read here just a short moment ago, I just want to read it again. It says this. It says, I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works. I will meditate. We will meditate on the splendor of your blessings, is what it says. And I wonder if you in this past season have been meditating on the splendor of God's blessings as opposed to the struggle or the frustration you have on earthly powers and principalities. Let's be honest with yourselves. Have you been worrying too much about earthly powers and principalities, or have you been magnifying the power and the wonder of God? Have you been meditating on the splendor and the blessings of God rather than what's going on in this earth? I have to share, I have had a lot more time that I get to spend with this lovely woman up here just because of what is happening. She hasn't gone on as many trips. I've been able to hang out with her almost every single day. I get to see Jen and Kaden. It has been a tremendous blessing. I don't know if it's the same way in reverse, but it is on this side. blessings, splendor and blessings. I have seen the splendor and blessings in our church as we have proclaimed the gospel of Jesus in a variety of different ways, whether we're serving power packs to hundreds of people over the course of the summer, whether we are providing spaces for people to come and just be together to celebrate the wonderful majesty of God, whether it's here in worship on or online. We have provided these spaces. Blessings of God are immeasurable. So how often during this time have we just spent thinking and thanking God in this place? It says to meditate on the blessings of God, to meditate on them. It continues to say that we will speak on the of your might and your awesome acts, and we will declare your greatness. How have you been willing to share about the goodness of God? I know many of us have been staying at home, or we've been going out very infrequently. But I wonder, even in the midst of staying at home, even in the midst of kind of closing yourself in and quarantining, how have you been proclaiming the wonderful acts of God to each person that you come in contact with? Have you stopped doing what you have been called to do, which is to make disciples for Jesus and to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and to teach them everything I've... Have you stopped doing that because of this world? Or do you continue to push through and proclaim the hope and the power of might of Jesus even in the midst of what we're going through? How have you been doing? The scripture finally says, I will remember your goodness and sing of your righteous character. I will remember your goodness and sing of your righteous character. How will we remember this season? Will it be with a sense of dread that we look up back and remember our time? Will it be with celebration? You know, some of us introverts, you know, we get to celebrate. We don't have to be around people a whole bunch. That's a celebration, I guess. I don't know. Do we look at it with frustration over what our communities and worlds and governments have done? Do we look at it with a sense of anger as to what we're feeling we're being controlled to do or not do by earthly principalities and powers? Do we look at it with a sense of hope that I've seen more people out walking and more people loving on each other more people spending time together, families connecting? How will we look at this season? Because friends, out of great crisis comes wonderful opportunities. Out of the struggling times in our life, we have opportunities to proclaim a sense of hope and a sense of joy and a sense of peace in this world. And the moments in which we are beaten down and pushed down and pushed away, we have opportunities to reflect God's glory and God's grace in this world. How have we been doing? How have you been doing? So friends, as I kind of close up here, I want us to take the opportunities to sing the power of God. And I want us just to spend just a few moments here, just to pause before Stacy shares a prayer with us, just to pause and just think about all of the blessings that we have encountered over these last 5 months. All of the blessings that God has showered down upon us. I don't want you to think about one bad thing, not one. If it's in your head, throw it out. That's not a good one. All of the blessings that God has given to us. And then when you get home today, I want you to write it down. I want you to put it in an email. I want you to put it on Facebook. I don't care where you put it, but I want you to proclaim that somewhere, someplace, today. Send it to me. I don't care if my phone blows up. My number online, 240-357-1603. I want my phone to blow up today because you all have shared so many blessings. We should be proclaiming the blessings of God today. Amen, church? Proclaim the blessings of God this day. So just take a moment. Think about what it is. Text it out. Send it to me, 240-357-1603. Email me. Put it on Facebook right now. I want you to do that right now. Take out your phones. No one's moving. Take out your phones. I'm telling you. No one's moving. This is an opportunity for us to be a voice in the darkness, friends. This has an opportunity for us to be a voice in the midst of this world that knows too much dark. I want you right now, take out your phones, go to Facebook. I want you to put on your blessings. Go to Instagram, put on your blessings. Text me, 240-357-1603. 1603. I want to hear your blessings. Email me, brian@ecob.church. I don't care what you do. I want you right now to put a blessing that God has given you over these last 5 months. I want you to put it online, and I want you to proclaim his name. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Allow God to speak through you. Take just a few minutes to do that.